In this bulletin, world leaders and advocates address the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow. The global COVID-19 death toll now exceeds 5 million and 10,000 people to attend today's Melbourne Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. World leaders from more than 200 countries have gathered for the opening of the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. Each day of the conference is dedicated to a theme, with today being a focus on forests. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson set a tone of urgency in his opening address, likening the climate crisis to a James Bond film. And that sentiment was echoed by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
And it's time to say, enough. We are digging our own graves. Recent climate action announcements might give the impression that we are on track to turn things around. This is an illusion. Failure is a death sentence.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has delivered Australia's national statement. He says climate action and investment must focus on adaptation and empowerment and not just emissions reduction.
Technology will have the answers to a decarbonised economy, particularly over time. And achieve it in a way that does not deny our citizens, especially in developing economies, their livelihoods or the opportunity for a better quality of life. Driving down the cost of technology and enabling it to be adopted at scale is at the core of the Australian getting to at this COP26.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced his country will achieve net zero emissions by 2070, two decades later than the goal set at the conference. Mr. Modi has defended India's record, saying his country has 17% of the world's population and is responsible for only 5% of global emissions. He's pledged to increase the share of renewables to 50% by 2030. The country is the world's third biggest emitter of greenhouse gases after China and the United States. Tonga's main island will go into lockdown for a week after the South Pacific nation reported its first case of coronavirus. The case was identified last week in a traveller from New Zealand who was isolated in a quarantine hotel. More than 5 million people have died with COVID-19 worldwide in the 19 months since the onset of the pandemic. And the figures from Johns Hopkins University in the United States reveal there are 4,600 deaths every day and 306,000 new cases. In the US, more than 745,000 people have perished, making it the country with the highest number of recorded deaths. The World Health Organization believes the actual death toll could be 2 to 3 times higher than the official figures. Victorian Liberal MP Tim Smith is to learn his political fate after being caught drink driving at more than twice the legal limit and crashing into a house. Opposition leader Matthew Guy says he'll meet with the state member for the seat of Q in person to discuss his future. Mr. Smith crashed into a Hawthorne house on Saturday night following a dinner with friends, narrowly avoiding a child's bedroom. The 38-year-old returned a reading of 0.131, prompting the immediate suspension of his licence for 12 months. And in sport, a COVID-safe crowd limited to just 10,000 people will attend today's running of the Melbourne Cup at Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne. Well, now today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 20 degrees. Adelaide, a possible late shower, 33. Melbourne, sunny and 30. Hobart, mostly sunny, 33. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Much the same in Brisbane, 25. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.